Okay, good morning. I'm Adam Forsberg, and I will be going over our current progress on the assessment of the Texas Pest Management Evaluation Tool as a field-scale phosphorus loss predictor. And this is the work of myself, Aaron Middlestead, Dr. David Radcliffe, and Dr. Daniel Storm. So I'll go over the development inputs and the initial calibration and validation of TBET. I will go over some of the site information that Deanna discussed earlier. I will go over our model process, and then I'll move on to some of our baseline or uncalibrated results, some current issues that we're seeing in those results. I'll go over a couple of calibrations, some preliminary calibration results, and then move on to conclusions and further work. So TBET is a field-scale version of SWOT, which is a process-based simulation model. It was designed to be easy to use for conservation planners by reducing inputs, but also accounting for local conditions. And they wanted to allow conservation planners to identify effective conservation practices. And it also predicts runoff, sediment, and nutrient losses. This is a screenshot of the interface of TBET and some of the required inputs. It requires daily rainfall and temperature. You can input up to 3 soil series. You input your crop system. For topography, you do your field area, field slope, and distance to stream. It requires Malic 3 soil test pea, and then you can input your fertilization. So for the initial calibration and validation of TBET, they did 20 basin scale SWOT models in Texas for a variety of conditions, and they selected 7 of those parameters that were calibrated to Texas to input into TBET. And then after that, they predicted mean annual runoff, mean annual sediment losses, and mean annual total N and total P outputs from about 300 site years of measured field data. And they found that there was no calibration necessary for runoff or total P. There was some calibration necessary for sediment. They increased the minimum USLE cover factor by 25% and increased the slope length by 25%. And they concluded that the initial calibration and validation of TBET was acceptable as a conservation planning tool, but not necessarily as an absolute predictor of runoff losses. So TBET can be run in 2 quote-unquote modes: the relative mode, which evaluates relative change in a given parameter due to the implementation of a conservation practice, so before and after implementing a practice, and then in absolute mode, where you're actually predicting an amount or a load of a parameter for comparison to measured field data. So the focus of this work is to really evaluate TBET as this absolute predictor of field scale phosphorus loss. Okay, so our model process, we do single-year simulations, and we run the model on a daily time step. The default for TBET is an annual time step, and we use 2 years of warm-up. We compare observed versus predicted on an event basis, and the events within each year, within each given year, are summed for the annual comparisons. And we only look at runoff events greater than 0.1 millimeters. And if the event basis runoff spans more than 1 day, we lump the runoff for up to 3 days for the comparison. And our model evaluation statistics are the linear equation, so R squared, the slope and intercept, Nash-Sutcliffe efficiency, and our percent bias. So this is just a breakdown of the southern field sites. We have sites in Arkansas, Georgia, North Carolina, Mississippi, and then sites in Oklahoma and Texas. We have a range of crop systems, from pasture to single row crops and multiple row crops with conventional conservation and no tillage as well. And then we have a range of low, medium, and high STPs. And we also have a good distribution of soil series with mainly group C and B hydrogroups, but also some hydrogroup D soils as well. So these are just some guidelines for the results that I'll show. So the plots and statistics will be for a given parameter, runoff, total P, dissolved P, and sediment for all fields or plots on an annual basis. So for example, Georgia has 6 plots in 4 years for a total of 24 site years. And so the plot for runoff is going to have 24 points that relate to each annual prediction value. So the baseline or uncalibrated results reflect the initial calibration and validation of TBET without any additional calibration. And then our calibration is just modification of a single parameter. So our uncalibrated results for runoff look pretty good. We have an R-squared of 0.74, our slope is 1.1, and our Nash Sutcliffe is 0.42, but we're slightly over-predicting at a percent bias of 22. For our uncalibrated sediment, they're heavily influenced by the over-prediction that we see in the North Carolina sites, which I'll talk about later. So our percent bias currently is 489. And likewise with total P, the over-prediction of sediment in North Carolina is affecting the total P relationship. We have a percent bias of 176. And for our dissolved P, we're seeing systematic underprediction across all sites. And you can see that it's still well correlated, however. So we have an R-squared of 0.5, NSC of 0.4, and the percent bias of negative 44 shows the underprediction. So just quick overview of these baseline results. The runoff predictions are satisfactory with slight overprediction. The sediment for North Carolina is extremely overpredicted, and that's causing the overall sediment and total P to be overpredicted across all sites. And then the dissolved P is systematically underpredicted but well correlated. So another issue we're seeing in North Carolina is this overprediction of runoff due to continuous no-till. And so these two plots show an event-based comparison for two treatments, one conventional tillage and one with continuous long-term no-till. And you can see that the no-till is significantly overpredicted. So what are the causes and some possible solutions for this overprediction? So the curb number may not reflect the increased infiltration capacity and all the benefits you get from no-till. And also it could be that muscle, the equation that's predicting sediment losses in TBET, was designed for basin scale predictions. And some solutions, there's several examples in the literature where they reduced curb number as well as Manning's Inn and the USLE cover factor to account for residue management as well as no-till. And it's also possible that we need to use the USLE instead of the muscle equation to predict sediment for field scale plots. So here's the underprediction of dissolved P in each state separately, just to show you that they're all underpredicted. You can see there. And so some possible causes and solutions. It may be that the SWAT 2009 P routines are inadequate for short-term or field-scale simulations. We also have some evidence that plots that have applied P respond better to or they're performing better. Well, so years with applied P are actually performing better on the dissolved P comparisons. But right now, we've only calibrated with FOS-KD, or the phosphorus soil partitioning coefficient, which is the ratio of soluble P in the top 10 millimeters of soil to the soluble P in the surface runoff. So I'll quickly give some preliminary results. With FOS-KD, we see that the uncalibrated or default value for FOS-KD is 175. And in Georgia, decreasing the FOS-KD to 50 or 100 didn't have, we didn't have positive results. So the uncalibrated relationship is the best there as of now. In North Carolina, we had reducing the FOS-KD to 100 gave us a Nash Sutcliffe of 0.51. And in Mississippi, reducing the FOS-KD to 50 gave us an NSE of 0.83. And those are obviously site-specific there. So conclusions and further work. Runoff at all sites is mostly well predicted, although the North Carolina no-till is over-predicted. Our sediment at all sites is mostly well predicted, but the extreme overprediction in North Carolina is heavily affecting the sediment and total P predictions. And the dissolved P is systematically underpredicted, but site-specific calibration has been successful in Mississippi and North Carolina. And so future work, just going to continue to calibrate runoff and sediment in North Carolina with curve number and Manning's in, and possibly modify the source code at TBET to run the USLE instead of the muscle equation, and also calibration of the USLE cover factor. And we'll just continue to calibrate the dissolved P predictions with FOS-KD in Georgia, in Texas and Oklahoma, and then move on to the baseline predictions for Arkansas and calibrate as necessary. So with that, I'd like to thank our sponsor, NRCS, and take any questions.
Time for a few questions. I'll start with one.
Okay.
When you look at the dissolved phosphorus, have you considered the no-till possibility of stratification that the soil test in the top 7 or 8 inches isn't reflecting the soil test in that
Yeah, we have looked at that. That was one thing I kind of mentioned that before, that we're seeing that the applied, when we apply P, we're actually getting better results with the dissolved P predictions. And so I guess that could be when you sample for the STP, you're inevitably picking up some of the manure that was laid down. Yeah, I mean, I think that could have some bearing on those predictions.
Any more questions, Thomas? No? Thank you very much.
Thank you.